Chapter 3. Down the Electronic Rabbit Hole. Then there was Jackson. When I told her I was going to write a little bit about her for this story, she confronted me at my desk with this piece of character advice. "If you make me out to be some self-centered little bitch," she said, "I will tear out those pages and burn them. Are we clear?" In the interest of avoiding a fiery edit, I'll start with this. The moment I first learned I had a daughter was the happiest moment of my life so far. Not that having a son wasn't a thrill and a celebration, but Logan's birth was more stressful than Jack's. Trace and I didn't know what to expect when our first child was born. Everything was new. Plus, Logan's delivery was a long, painful process that scared us as much as it excited us. Jackson's birth was just different. Secretly, I wanted a girl that day. Of course, I said all the politically correct things parents are obligated to say to superstitiously avoid birth defects or to appear unselfish. Things like, "Another boy would be perfect," and "so long as it's healthy." But honestly, deep down, I wanted a girl. As Teresa went into labor, we didn't know the sex of the child, but we didn't have to wait long to find out. Unlike Logan's slow, exhausting delivery, Jackson's arrival was like the birth of a comet. Fast, blazing, intense, producing a concentrated pain within Teresa, the likes of which I can only, thank the Lord, imagine. Through the fire, I kept saying "her" and "she," as in, "here she comes," and "we almost have her," but I didn't know, not for sure. It wasn't until Teresa finally pushed Jackson's little body into the world and our midwife held her up like baby Simba, her wrinkled pink bum facing us. Then, Teresa and I watched, suspended, breathless, as Jackson made her first grand entrance, a slow, dramatic turn, until there was no mistaking the anatomy. A girl. A beautiful baby girl. My heart...